And we are recording.
Thank you, Ms. Walston.
Good morning. I'm sorry, hold on. BCAT's not quite caught up yet.
Wait for BCAT. Yeah. Is BCAT on now or?
They are.
Not quite yet.
Not quite.
We'll give them a minute.
All right, we are set. Now we're ready. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Walston. Good morning, everyone. I'm Susan Drummond, Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. Today is Thursday, February 11th, 2021, 9 a.m. We have just one item on the agenda. This is a request for a shoreline substantial development permit for a boulevard stabilization project. There's a location on Washington Boulevard that's on a steep slope and requires some stabilization. The order of procedure on this will be as follows. We'll hear first from the planning department. Planning department will provide a summary of the proposal. Then we'll open this up for public comment. Anyone who has called in by phone or signed in via video link may testify on the proposal. If the planning department has anything further, or the applicant has anything further, and of course the applicant would present before the public, we open this up for public comment. We'll allow for that. I may have questions, although I have reviewed the staff report and have attachments at this point, 1 through 17. 18 will be the staff presentation. I understand a revised staff report is forthcoming with a minor correction. And then 20, I think, will be the applicant's presentation. And then, of course, the decision for me is out within 10 business days of the close of the record. On these remote hearings, I am keeping the record open for a week, so through Thursday next week, close of business. Are there any procedural questions from anyone before we proceed? Hearing none. Okay. Mr. Heacock, are you presenting for the planning department this morning? Now you'll need to unmute yourself, and you might be muted on your end.
There we are.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thank you.
I should swear you in if you can state your name for the record.
Yes, Steve Heacock, Senior Environmental Planner.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. All right. As mentioned, I have reviewed the staff report on this and have exhibits at least 1 through 17 at this point, which are admitted. So I am familiar with the proposal.
Very good. Thank you. Well, we'll just go over very briefly through the PowerPoint as we typically do. In this particular case for this project, what I'd like to do is then, after I make the brief summary, if you will, of the application, I'd like to have the applicant go through some of the technical aspects, because this is a project of interest to a lot of the community. As you know, the end of this road, there's several homes, and people have been concerned throughout the issue with the slides occurring and the slow moving slide. And so I'd like to have then the applicant rep go over some of those technical aspects of the project, so everyone has a full understanding of what's going to be involved, what's entailed, what the expectations are. And then briefly have them go over the mitigation for the project too, because there will be some mitigation that will occur.
That's fine.
And then just for, we did have in the staff report, we did have an error that was from a relic of a previous staff report that had occurred. And then we did have one communication memo, if you will, in relation to that. From the applicant.
Okay.
Do you
want to add that communication to the record?
Yeah, we have that in an email.
Oh, okay.
Ms. Walston's in that. Yeah.
Okay, great. So I'll let her finalize the numbering, but my guess is that'll probably be exhibit 21.
Yeah. And I think that'll be just a good, qualification to, to address this one little correction, which is regarding the access. And obviously the access is off of Northeast 4th. That's the access that takes you to Washington Boulevard. And so we'll have a correction on that for you. Okay, well, we'll go through the hearing here and the PowerPoint. Can we hit the next slide, Amanda? Thank you. Here's the location. This really states the access, which is off of Northeast 4th Street and Washington Boulevard. It's in Kingston, and it's adjacent to the Puget Sound shoreline. Next. Okay. The zoning for the property is rural residential. And there are, again, several homes that access this roadway, Washington Boulevard. On Northeast 4th Street, the zoning is urban restricted. And throughout the majority of the site is zoned the rural residential zoning. It's kind of hard to see the highlighted parcels that are in green. There are five associated parcels with this project. And the intention is for the county to actually purchase all of the properties. There is one property, the northernmost property where, and if we locate it, it's the RR1. Thank you, Amanda. And that one is in negotiation right now, as I understand the county's right-of-way lead is working on that last piece of property to acquire it. And we can get a little more detail from the applicant if you want to know the relative recent status of that. And then finally, in relation to zoning, we also have shoreline management zones. And in this particular case, adjacent to the urban restricted is actually the urban conservancy zone. And then the rural residential properties where the actual action is going to occur is zoned rural conservancy. Okay, next. Here is our critical area map. Under Title 19, we also have aspects of some high hazard slopes in the area. That's in the darker the darker areas on the map are the higher hazard and the erosion hazard is that kind of pink color that's there. And so, and then the diagonal blue stripe is the flood zone. Now, none of the project will occur in the flood zone, but it's just a note that we have a flood zone associated with the parcels. And these properties are obviously, you know, the portion of the high hazard slope is of merit here in the project. Okay, next. Here is a photo. These are the ortho photos from Department of Ecology's shoreline layers. The date of the photo is 2017. You'll see in the left of the screen, which is toward the south of the property, is a house, which has since been demolished. And the county purchased part of this property. Oh, and then let me just walk you through real quickly this subject access off of Northeast 4th is in the upper left part of the slide where the tree shadows that's Northeast 4th. Thank you, Amanda. And then as you come down on the roadway surface, And it takes that bend, if you will. It's a left-hand turn. That's Washington Boulevard. And this residence has been subject of a portion of this landslide in the past as well. And it had been boarded up, red tagged for no occupancy because of the slide actions occurring. And the house again has since been demolished. And that demolition is part of the mitigation. So the county purchased the property, and then the intention would be that this will be part of the mitigation for the project. And then there'll be some native plantings and things like that that will occur as part of that. If we look to the shoreline, that's actually the area of sliding, and it is even more so a group of trees and debris, et cetera, has fanned out even further on this property. And we'll look to some additional photos here in a second to go over the fix for that. But what's happening is that the lower slopes are actually giving way and sliding and slowly sliding. It's almost like it's oozing. And then Washington Boulevard is built on top of that slide area. And there are several cracks that are occurring in the roadway. This past rainy season, there was quite a concern. There were some fairly large gaps in this part of the road. So Public Works Roads Department, because this is a dedicated county roadway in this portion, has been out there several times and making repairs, making sure that water doesn't get into those crack areas. Okay, next slide. Here is the basic site plan. And what you'll see here, and again, the slide debris area on the shoreline at the very bottom of the screen there, you see the depiction of these, an area that's actually fanned out a little bit from the shoreline itself. Is the slide area itself. And you'll see these access roads, these small little access trails that drop down, and that will be the access for the machinery that's going to actually be taking care of dewatering this this particular slide plane. And what's interesting is that because of the excess water that's coming through subsurface in this particular part of the property, the fix is not to armor the shoreline. And so the reason that we're not dealing with a different kind of permit, although we're calling it stabilization, is it stabilization through dewatering. And so what we'll be doing here is there'll be a series of holes that will be bored into the slide plane area itself. And when those holes are installed, there will be pipes that will be placed additionally inside of each one of those bore holes. And so we need to get these small little roads built so that then the boring machinery, the horizontal boring machinery, can get into the area and resolve the slide. And what I'd like to do, we're just about through the project here, we've got a couple more slides and some photos, but then I'd like the applicant rep to go over a little bit more on the technical aspect of that, but that's the basics of the project is, in order to get the horizontal boring machinery to be able to gravity drain the slide plane, and that water will be relatively clean once it's originally comes out. There'll be silt and erosion control and all those things. And then once those holes are bored and drilled, the trails will be restored. And there'll be 10-foot wide trails to begin with, and they'll be dropped down to 5-foot wide. And then the maintenance that will occur to maintain the drains, et cetera, excuse me, will be narrowed, and then there'll be some replanting that will occur in that area too.
Are the circles the represent the borehole locations?
Those are, no, they're just points of they're points on the slide for bullet points. It's hard to see.
Yeah.
There's catch basins that are in a couple of portions, and it's really hard to see. I think that the applicant rep can go over what those depict. It's okay. Hard to see from the scale. I have to stick my head right against the screen to read it. So let's go ahead and go to the next slide. Okay, and then here's the mitigation that's going to be planned. These areas are partially in buffers. There's a small wetland that's on the property, and then there is a seasonal stream. And for the most part, the reason that these roadways have been planned is to minimize impacts to wetlands and also to that seasonal stream. There will be minor impacts to the wetland and stream buffers, but those will be mitigated once the project drilling work occurs. And then they're going to ablate that road, remove part of the roadway, the access roadway, and then do a restoration at the ends. So it's going to be quite a benefit to the stability of the road. They really believe that dewatering this is going to stop that slide, that slow slumping slide advancement. Let's go to the next slide. Here's a another depiction of the slide itself, and it has a little bit more detail. I just wanted to put this slide in to show that there's some of the stability work that's going to occur. There'll be reinforcement geosynthetics that will be on part of the roadway itself. And then this also shows how the holes are going to be bored into the slope. And then there's that, again, that sleeve that's placed inside to dewater. Yeah. Okay, to the next slide. Here's the roadway itself. This is Washington Boulevard. So in the previous slide, we saw 4th Street, and then it turns, makes a if you will, a left-hand turn and comes down to the north. And this roadway had been paved for several years, but because the slide is, moving so much that they actually had removed that asphalt surface and just been applying gravel because it's more efficient to do that. And then you'll see in the very left central portion of the photo there, that's kind of that slide plane right in there. That's where it kind of starts. And the upper right-hand slope area is is a bluff, essentially, a very stiff clay type of bluff that is located above this slide plane. And let's go into the next slide. Here's a view from the tideland side, and it's looking toward that house that has been demolished. So the slide area itself is just to the right of that house is where that activity is occurring. And so it's just a kind of depiction from the water side of what the property looks like. And again, the house is demolished. You can see in this photo that the house is boarded up. And next, just a couple more slides here. This is a more recent photo of that slide. As you saw in the ortho photo from Department of Ecology's 2017, there's definitely an awful lot more of debris that's down on the shoreline here. And then this slump area, just in the center, you can barely see Washington Boulevard in the kind of the center. Thanks, Amanda. Yes, and then below that is this slide area. That'll be where the boring will occur. Okay, next slide. And this is a zoom in, if you will, of the area that's basically slumped down and still, again, is actively sliding. And this will be the area that the boring will occur. These access roads will come down to that point, and then the holes will be drilled, you know, in straight horizontally into the slope itself. And I think that might be my last slide. Is there any point of clarification that you want to go through in the staff report itself? We had taken it through all the analysis in relation to the utility, because this really is more of a utility use in relation to drainage than it fits any other mold, if you will, in the Shoreline Master Program. And there's not always a perfect fit for analysis purposes in the Shoreline Master Program rationale that you go through. But I think we covered everything fairly thoroughly in relation to the project. And I just want to make sure that you don't have any Shoreline specific questions.
No, I don't. You all did cover it very thoroughly. And the record is pretty extensive on this. So I do not actually have any questions for you. So,
okay. Yeah. Great.
Thank you for confirming that. So.
Yes.
Let's see. Do we want to move to the applicant to Public Works then at this point?
I think so. I think that would be great. Thank you.
Yep.
So am I pulling over Tim then, or is Phil?
Well, I am not sure, to be honest, but let's bring Tim on, I think, first. And
all right. Okay, Tim, you should be able to unmute yourself.
I'm on, and if you wouldn't mind bringing in Phil and Andy as well, they're the sure. The smart ones here, so we need them. And Amanda, if you could bring up our PDF PowerPoint,
sure.
We'll just give a little bit of a different background. Steve, thanks for that. I thought you did a thorough job with that. There's a couple maybe more details that we could provide some different angle on.
I thought it would be beneficial.
Okay.
In this case, yeah.
Great. Next slide, please.
Actually, one moment. Mr. Beachy, so yes. I need to swear you in. Should I go ahead and start? You're going to present next then?
I am.
Okay. If you could just state your name for the record.
Tim Beachy with Public Works.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay. So overall, what the objective for this project is obviously to address that kind of chronic landslide issue that Steve talked about, and to get the roadway functional for the parcels that are beyond. I think before the last public meeting, I counted up on the parcel search. There appear to be over 20 developed properties, and obviously more, and people are continuing to build. So it does serve a number of residents. And for the project team, when we started, we wanted to assure the residents had an all-weather, a stable and predictable access, meeting the needs of emergency responders and for reasonable deliveries. Next slide. So back in 2006, we had a fairly major slide on Washington Boulevard. Road closure, needed repairs. So at that point, the county hired Aspect Consulting, and they did borings and did extensive analysis and monitoring to provide the county advice on how to proceed. We've had additional road movement, periodically in 2009, 2011, and in 2016, and then also in January of this year, typically with heavier rainfalls. So after the 2016 event, the county asked Aspect to develop stabilization alternatives. We decided to actually find out if we could solve this problem long-term rather than needing to repair it consistently. That analysis was completed in 2018 and it had public outreach and involvement with that and presentations. And full slope dewatering was the selected alternative. At that point, I was brought on as project manager to actually get that system built. The design started in 2019. We brought on Phil Strzok for the environmental. We started the property acquisition in 19. And then construction is scheduled for mid to late summer of 2021. And Amanda, if you don't mind bringing Phil and Andy in, but I just one comment that is interesting to me. This is a very intriguing project to me, but the biggest eye opener was when I went out to site with the environmental, and it looks a mess, but it really is a feeder bluff, and it has a very important function for Puget Sound. So part of our goals as a project team was to be able to stabilize the road, but to continue to allow these properties to do what they do, and that is erode somewhat to provide sediment and the needs for Puget Sound. And I think that we met that objective.
Yes.
Next slide. And I think Andy will talk about some of the geotechnical aspect.
Sure. Thanks, Tim.
Mr. Holmeson, I should swear you in as well, if you could state your name for the record.
Andrew Holmeson, geotechnical engineer with Aspect Consulting.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm the geotechnical engineer. I've had the pleasure of looking at this landslide for the last decade plus. This slide just kind of gives an overview of the extent of the landslide. You can see the yellow dashed line on the left hand of your screen kind of shows the limits or the extent of the landslide, and it starts way down at the shoreline and extends up underneath the roadway. And the headscarp of the landslide is actually the steep bluff on what would be the west side of the roadway. So that's the context. There's a mid-slope photo there. You can see there's tension cracks and vertical offsets and intermediate scarps. There's just a lot of movement that's been happening down on the lower part of the slide. And every once in a while, every 3 or 4 years, with a significant rain pattern, a series of heavy rain events, there's enough movement on the lower part of the landslide that kind of propagates up the slope and starts to trigger movement underneath the roadway, causing cracks and distress and deformation there at the roadway, which creates issues for access. So Amanda, if you wouldn't mind going to the next slide. Here's just a little more of a peek into some of the evaluations we did. So on the right-hand side of the screen is the site plan that we've kind of looked at already through Steve's presentation, but basically the orange or red paths are access roads that we are proposing to take a small drill rig down. It'll find landings there at four locations, the red rectangles And those are the drill pads. And then it'll turn itself around and it'll drill into the hillside and install these horizontal drains. And those are the black dashed lines kind of extending linearly into the hillside. And then on the left-hand side of your screen, you can see kind of a cross section of what that kind of looks like. So if you're slicing into the hillside like you were a slice of pie, you can kind of see the geology that we've figured out there. And then the red box down at the bottom would be that drill pad and where the drains would start. The red dashed line is kind of a representation of how the drains will go into the hillside. And their goal is to, through gravity and through drainage, pull the groundwater level down. So from the solid blue line down to the dashed blue line. And through our analysis, we found that that makes a measurable and significant difference in the stability of the hillside and can provide for better conditions at the roadway. Next slide, Amanda, please. This is just a quick photo of what one of those drill rigs looks like. They are track mounted. They're quite versatile in terms of moving up and down hillsides. So we have limited pathways and access roads to get them down there. They don't need to be, very gradual or robust access paths. We have equipment that can do a good job of traversing various conditions. So that's just a photo of what the drill rig looks like. We're shooting for construction here at the end of this upcoming summer. We think the process is going to take about 2 months, and I think that's about as much as I have to present. But before I hand it to Phil, if there's any questions around some of that technical stuff, I'd be happy to address them.
I do not have any questions.
Okay, well, I'll hand it to Phil then.
Okay. Hey, can you hear me?
I can. Mr. Strzok, if you could state your name for the record.
Phil Strzok, principal scientist with Strzok Environmental.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you.
Amanda, would you mind advancing the slide, please? So I'll briefly go over the context and mitigation. I think Steve and Tim and Andy as well did a great job of kind of summarizing the big picture. For the built environment, we have an existing road. We're not proposing any change in that use or really any of the geometry. It's just stabilization of what's there, so no expansion. On the environmental side, as Tim mentioned, we recognize that this is a feeder bluff and it provides important ecological function to Puget Sound. So we really worked at trying to find a solution that balanced, the needs of the access needs with the shoreline context. So what we came up with was a system that we think works in concert with the ecological features of the site. The dewatering system is fairly small and passive. The pipes are only about an inch to an inch and a half in diameter. The flow out of them is relatively small. And we made sure that the way that dewatering system is installed supports the hydrology of the wetland that's on site, as well as the intermittent stream, and also allows the slide to continue to provide that feeder bluff function. So we went through the mitigation sequencing on how to avoid, minimize, and mitigate in that respective order. And that's all documented, I think, in detail in the habitat management plan and the JARPA application. The impacts are pretty modest, in my opinion. The permanent impact is about 1,300 square feet, and that's the area shown in red, which is the gravel path that will be used to periodically maintain the under drain system, and the maintenance would just consist of some water, pressurized water jetting to remove any sediment that's accumulated in the pipe. And that might happen, I think, maybe once every 5 years, something like that. And so pretty minimal maintenance requirement. And the mitigation, it was removal of the house and replanting of that site with native vegetation. And that provides a 3-to-1 mitigation ratio. The blue area shown adjacent to the path is the portion of the temporary access road that will be restored immediately following construction. So that's really more of a temporary impact. Another mitigation component is the county's purchase of the property. And when it's done, there'll be a little over 2.2 acres of shoreline property that will be owned by the county in perpetuity. So it'll be a perpetual open space. Next slide, please. So here's the mitigation areas or the impact areas and mitigation areas, all within the buffer, and 3-to-1 mitigation ratio. And then the yellow dashed line denotes the property that the county will own when all of the acquisition is complete. So as Steve mentioned, there's no in-water work proposed. It's all within the buffer. And I think the county's providing a significant mitigation component to the project that compensates for those small paths that will be put in for maintenance. So that concludes this, my environmental summary. I'd be glad to answer any questions or provide additional detail.
No, I do not have any technical questions for you. Thank you. Is there anything further from Public Works at this point?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right, so at this point, we'll open this up for public comment. Is there anyone from the public who has signed in or called in who wishes to comment on the proposal? And Ms. Walston, we may need to unmute other attendees.
I believe what we've got is all staff.
Looks like it's all staff. Let the record reflect there is not anyone who has called in or signed in who would like to comment on the proposal. As noted earlier, we are keeping the record open for a week, though, so close of business on Thursday. I think that would be the 18th next week. Mr. Heacock, I did have one question for you. It looks like this is really kind of a shoreline stabilization project. Would it be appropriate? And it's not a hard stabilization because it's no bulkhead or anything like that, but it's really looked to me like a soft stabilization. Does that? You agree, is that kind of and that is authorized as long as you have a shoreline substantial development permit? Is that kind of the right away to do this, as you mentioned, but that would certainly be one.
Yeah, and that was really kind of the difficulty here, because the stabilization is through drainage.
Right.
It's not really a stabilization project, and it doesn't pass muster with because we want the sediment to continue to provide, needed sediment for fishery components. We have herring spawning and sand lance and all sorts of things that absolutely rely, the food forage fish. And as Phil was talking about, that part of the project, we're not doing anything about that. That we need that in this area, and it's critical. So really, we're just talking about installing what would be classified as a utility use.
Right, those pipes that
adjacent
are
to normal. Yes, that yeah. So,
got so it.
We did really kind of summarize that, I think, and. And obviously, we recommend approval. This is really going to be a benefit for these existing homes. And just to clarify one more thing in relation to the continuation of this right-of-way area, the county has a maintenance right away up into the point of where the residences start, all the way to the north. Those residents to the north are required to maintain that road on their own. So this portion of Washington Boulevard that we're looking at in relation to this slide really is the maintained right of way. And again, by the county purchasing these additional properties as well, well, two things. They'll never be built on, which is good. And secondarily, the access is all totally within the control of the county. And so we're going to get a double benefit by, again, having control and then the environmental benefit of the continuation of sediment being supplied to this Puget Sound area for for a benefit of food, forage, fish, at which steps it up to, you know, this salmon rely on the food forage, and then ultimately the orca and higher end pedipods rely on the salmon. So
yeah, I don't see any Title II consistency issues, and it seems to me that there certainly are not any impacts to kind of shoreline ecological function.
Yeah.
Like those seem to yes. be improved with this proposal. So I'm not exactly. concerned on that front, although I will wait to make a final call until, of course, the record closes next week.
Yeah.
I think you all have done a very thorough job in pulling this together. A lot of thought has gone into this, clearly.
Yeah.
I do not have any other technical questions, but is there anything else from either the from the planning department or from Public Works, the applicant?
The only thing I can think is I don't think I stated that we recommend approval. It's in
I thought you did. I know it's in the staff report, but yeah, so I understand that you all do.
Obviously. And I really appreciate Public Works and the design team as well. I think they came forth with a really good project, and I appreciate their involvement in providing a little more detail, because I think, you know, a lot of people are, again, very, very interested and also very concerned about this.
Yeah, no, definitely there's some significant yeah. issues out there.
So. Yes.
All right. I think that is it. As noted, the record's open until the 18th, close of business. Any additional comments, if there are any, would go to Ms. Walston, and she would then forward them on to me. Are there any procedural questions from anyone before we adjourn?
No.
Nope. Okay.
Thank you all.
Yep. And Ms. Walston, is there anything else that I need to address this morning?
I think we've covered everything.
Okay. All right. Great. We are adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.